Napa know-how.
There are lots of amazing cars on the road, but perhaps none more amazing than the paid-off car. It may not be pretty, but the price is right. Heck, if you keep that thing running, it'll actually start paying you. Because with Napa Rewards, for every $100 you spend, you'll get $5 off. So keep your car running longer, stronger with Napa Rewards and watch the savings start rolling in. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Let's go.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Week 14. Another Eagles loss. Don't jump off of that bridge just yet. I'm here to talk you down off the bridge. The season is still not over. Obviously, the playoffs are something that this team is not going to be able to take part in. But hey, there was a building block last night. And that building block, that silver lining, was Carson Wentz. He had a really good game, and you could also look at the silver lining of Nelson Aguilar, who caught everything thrown his way. He played with energy. The defense also. Obviously, there was a big play given up to Deshaun Jackson, his 80-yard touchdown, but you have to like the way Leodis McKelvin bounced back and made a play, the pick six, to put the Eagles in position to tie the game up with a two-point conversion. Obviously, that didn't work, but it was 21-19, and the link was alive at that point. So those are some things to hang your hat on. Fletcher Cox got a sack. It's been a while since he was able to do that. Of course, he had been getting pressure, but they just couldn't get home against the opposing quarterbacks, but it happened yesterday. So those are some things to take delight in. Obviously, a loss is never something that you want on a Monday morning as a fan, as a player. So we'll see how this season continues to evolve. Next week, they're going to head to Baltimore to face the Ravens, and then you got a couple NFC East games after that. So, man, before you know it, the season will be over and it'll be draft time and time to look at that. But just looking at this game that, you know, happened yesterday, 27-22, the Eagles got off to a pretty decent start and they were able to get a field goal on their first drive. The Carson Wentz interception on the second one was, you know, a play that you don't want to see happen, but it was just an honest mistake, a miscommunication between he and Zach Ertz. Wentz talked about that after the game. He just said that it seemed like Ertz was expecting on his back shoulder, and he was expecting Ertz to keep, you know, to follow through with the route, and that's how he threw the pass, and Everett was able to undercut it and make the interception. And those red zone opportunities, you have to take advantage of them. That's something this Eagles team, you know, they're going to have to figure out ways to score inside the red zone, coming away with field goals or, in this case, a turnover. That's just not a recipe for winning a football game, and this is a young team. A young head coach, you know, first-year head coach, a first-year quarterback, young group of receivers, running backs. I mean, they're young pretty much across the board. So you have an influx of talent coming in, a free agency and through the draft. And next year could be a good year. And obviously, Eagles fans, I know you're tired of just looking at next year. So let's focus on this year and get back on track. And I tell you, what you're seeing is the emergence of Trey Burton as well as Zach Ertz. Now, Zach Ertz was targeted, I believe it was 15 times, and he came away with 10 catches for 110 yards. So this is a guy that's becoming a pretty huge part of this offense. Jordan Matthews, prior to these last couple weeks, had been the primary target, but Ertz is coming to his own, and he talked after the game about, you know, how the hard work that he and Carson Wentz are putting in together is paying off, and it's showing. Again, it was in a loss, but this is another thing that you could take solace in. You're seeing Zach Ertz step up and live up to the preseason predictions of this being a breakout year. Now, it's not going to be the best year statistically for him. There's three games left, and he's not on pace to eclipse his numbers from last year. But remember, he missed a series of games also. So Zach Ertz, Trey Burton, you know, they're using a lot of their Tiger personnel. Trey Burton is emerging as a force, you know, across the middle. I talked to him after the game, and he just, you know, talked a little bit about his involvement in the offense and how that's coming along. Let's tune into that Trey Burton interview. Here you go.
Bluffer, I'm not going to give you all these other things, but that's really how I felt. What kind of job you think Donnie did on that?
Unbelievable job. He made the whole thing go. And then obviously Sturgis kicking it.
Yeah, I got there a little late, but when was the last time you
Training camp.
Yeah, but in the game.
Never, except for Pop Warner.
Does Brett even work on it during the season?
Right there, go ask him.
Yeah.
Coming into this game, did you expect to have an increased role? Because I know Peterson had talked a little bit about going to more of the Tiger personnel.
I was hoping for it. I mean, every week I hope, you know, to play. I would love to play every play, you know, if you want me to be honest with you. But I know at the end of the day, it's coach's decision. And, I mean, he does what he thinks is best for us to win.
There's a noticeable more involvement on your account in the offense. Is that something that has began to start in practice and transferring the games, or what really is behind that, you know, sudden involvement that you're having in the game?
I honestly don't know, bro. Like, that's not really a question for me. I've been doing the same thing all season long, you know, trying to do the best I can during practice and earn reps. We have a lot of guys who are really good players, you know, and I'm behind Celic and Ertz and J-Matt. Like, I understand how good the caliber these guys are, and I understand that, so it really doesn't really have anything to do with me. In reality, I think it has to do more with the play calls, you know, and that type of stuff.
So you're starting to see a difference in play calls during practice that's transferring to the game? Is that the case?
Not really, because I feel like I've been a lot all year in practice, you know, and it's more of like just the plays being called in the game.
Gotcha.
You know, but then I don't know. I mean, that's not really a question for me. I feel like it's more of a question for coach. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha. So, appreciate it.
Yeah.
So that was Trey Burton. It's funny, man. He always plays the humble role and you know, tries to deflect some of the questions as far as his involvement. I mean, that's something that we've talked about numerous times in training camp, and he had the same approach. And hey, I'm not knocking that. I just find it interesting. He's a humble guy, you know, and he's very talented. So it's good to see him get involved in this offense. And I tell you, you know, the Eagles are going to go on the road to the Ravens, and then they come back and they have a home game Thursday night football against the Giants. And I know it's been a frustrating season. I understand that. But I tell you, man, there's two home games left. SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to find tickets for the games you want to see up close and in person this season. It's not like being at the game for the biggest plays of the year. And with SeatGeek, it's never been easier to get seats you want for a great value. SeatGeek has the best deals on every ticket in the house, wherever you want to sit, whether that's 50-yard line, club seats, or upper level. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and it's by far the easiest way I found to shop tickets. Told you the story before about when I bought tickets to the Washington-Arizona State game on my way to the game. I can be anywhere, and with just a few taps, I can instantly find seats for this weekend or any game this season. With SeatGeek, you always get the best deal on every ticket because SeatGeek price compares for you by searching multiple ticket sites. Prices can vary depending on where you shop, but SeatGeek will always find you the absolute lowest price. And SeatGeek wants to help you get the most bang for your buck. That's why every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on value. You'll immediately see any underpriced seats and be able to find the best deals that fit your budget. Plus, every SeatGeek ticket that you buy is backed by their 100% guarantee. Best of all, you guys, my listeners, you get a $20 rebate off your first SeatGeek purchase. Here's what you have to do. Get your $20 rebate by downloading the SeatGeek app. Go to the settings tab, click add a promo code, enter promo code LOEAGLES. SeatGeek will send you $20 after you made your first purchase. Download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code LOEAGLES today. Get in the game. So we talked about the offense, but I definitely think the defense is something that we have to look at as well. And again, going back to Leotis McKelvin, he showed a lot of resiliency on that pick six. And as a corner, you have to have a short-term memory. That play that DeSean Jackson made on that 80-yard touchdown, I tell you, you guys, not you guys, but just people in general may not realize how hard it was to make that catch, man. He was expecting that ball to be thrown more upfield to the post. Cousins hung the ball up a little bit, and DeSean had to readjust and kind of fade to it and track the football. And I tell you, man, the way he made that catch, man, that was Willie Mays. just an over-the-shoulder basket catch like that and to be able to track that football the way he did, that's not easy. And that's one of the things that Deshaun brings to the table, just superb ball tracking skills and the acceleration. You know, to be able to break that tackle and just get to the end zone and score that long play, those are the things about that guy that just stand out. And McKelvin, you know, was the victim of a brilliant play by Jackson, but he came back. He stuck with Deshaun. He didn't back down from the assignment one-on-one. They threw the out. Kirk Cousins was late on the pass. He picked that thing off and took it to the house. And McKelvin did a good job with that. And it was interesting seeing him turn it around. I tell you, I was proud of the way that he was able to, you know, fight through, keep chopping wood. And I actually asked him about that. I want to bring you guys to the Leota's McKelvin interview. This one was pretty interesting.
Come on, this means to continue to fight.
Can you take us to your pick six?
Something I really needed. Now, I didn't really play with him earlier. Obviously, I just came back, Kurt threw the ball a little late, you know, make him pay for it.
Dildas, when was the last time you played a season like this when you had so much going for you? Now, very little seems to go right for this team.
Time I had a season like this?
Yeah.
Shit, playing in Buffalo, you know, starting out 5-0 hot. Last couple games just went downhill from then on. I mean, that happened to me twice while I was there. So, I mean, then obviously, see it this year, you know, 3-0, all that 3-0. I mean, it's a long season, man. You just got to tell those wins up, you know, quarter by quarter. Just keep fighting.
Coming out and making that big play, the pick six, after giving up a play earlier in the game, what does that say to this team's resiliency and you personally, your ability to just keep chopping wood?
Man, you got to keep fighting, man. You know, I mean, those guys over there, like I said, everybody know, I mean, those guys get paid to make plays too. So, I mean, plays going to get made. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of athletes out on the field. So, it's just being able to keep going, keep plugging, just keep working your technique. Just keep fighting, man. You never know how things going to work out at the end.
Were you satisfied that this team answered Doug Peterson's challenge of giving a maximum effort from start to finish?
I mean, like, we answered the challenge. We've been doing that from game one. So, it's like, it wasn't like a challenge. It's like, we see going into the last four games. Somebody got to find a reason of what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, the effort, everything going always going to be pointed at the effort, things like that. Because, you know, sometimes you see it in the past that, you know what I'm saying, guys made 10 of them, you know what I'm saying, lay down. But other than that, this team has not laid down. We're going to still fight. You know, from offense, defense, special teams, you guys doing a lot. You know, you seen it. We were down top third, the holder out there. So, I mean, that was amazing to see guys out on the sideline practicing, snapping and stuff like that. We had practice or whatever. I mean, it was fun. Sorry to say that it was got on the bad end of the win or whatever, whatnot. I mean, on the loss or whatever, but we fought hard.
What'd you notice out of the team?
So that was the oldest McKelvin. It's always fun talking to him. He's an interesting cat. But looking at the game, he had 5 tackles, 1 interception. Again, that big play he gave up was a key play. That gave the Redskins the lead in the third quarter. And he tried to pull them back, you know, 21-19. They couldn't convert the 2-point conversion. But I think another thing that was hidden in this game statistically is just the success that the offense and defense had on special teams. They were able to, or not special teams, third down, excuse me. They were able to keep the Redskins to a 28% third down conversion while converting on 9 of 18, which is, you know, 50% of their own third down. So that's a thing to hang your hat on. They actually outgained the Redskins 383 yards to 334. Carson Wentz had a pretty decent day passing the football. He 46 pass attempts. And over 300 yards once again. But the turnovers, you know, that's something that is continuing to plague this team. Wentz had a sack fumble at the end, the interception in the beginning. The sack fumble, you can't blame him for that. They need to do some things on this offensive line. Matt Tobin just got violated. He was annihilated on that last play. And Kerrigan was able to diffuse their drive as they try to work their way down the field. So that's the show for today. I appreciate you guys tuning in. I'm so happy to be back on the air with you guys. So be sure to follow me on Twitter at @TDavenport_NFL, as well as the EaglesWire.USAToday.com. Your only Monday through Friday podcast, 15 minutes. That's how we do. The Locked On Eagles podcast, subscribe on iTunes, Audio Boom, and everywhere else. We are out of here. We'll be back tomorrow.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.